I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jordan Moreno, and this is The Valley Now, your weekly feel-good hour where we lift each other up with the stories of good people doing good things in your neighborhood. Every week, we'll be talking with community leaders who have a unique passion for our thriving city and those that make The Valley such a special place to live. Get ready to be inspired by the work they're doing, whether it's mentoring our youth, providing a platform for those without one, or just driving those worthy charitable causes. Listen in on the conversations and join us in raising our community. This is our time to shine, and this is The Valley Now.
Kate Fawcett is Valleywide Health Foundation's Chief Advancement Officer, and what a time to be part of the changes that are happening at Valleywise. It's super exciting. I've toured the old hospital. I've hard hat toured the new hospital. Kate and I have had many conversations. There's some amazing things happening there, especially in June. So I'm super excited to chat today. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Happy, Jordan.
Let's start with letting everyone know what Valleywise Health is and then the role that Valleywise Health Foundation plays in its success.
Sure. So Valleywise Health is our public safety net health system here in Arizona, specifically in Maricopa County. And we predominantly serve the underserved of our community, providing exceptional care without exception, every patient, every time. So regardless of your ability to pay, if you show up at our doors, you're going to receive exceptional care. And it's such a special place because there's really that core mission that drives everything that we do at Valleywise. And the foundation's role is as a separate entity, a separate 501c3 entity. We serve the community through philanthropic efforts to support this important and very critical mission for our community's health. So it's really been an incredible organization to be a part of, especially now, as you alluded. We are opening our new medical center June 13th, which is just so exciting. It's such an amazing thing for our community and for our clinicians who just deserve this beautiful new state-of-the-art space to serve our community in.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been a part of this kind of from the beginning. I know this is way kind of out of left field, but what does it take to switch hospitals? What does it take to build a brand new hospital? What an undertaking.
It really has been an incredible ride to be a part of. And, you know, my previous career was in political consulting. So I was actually a part of the Proposition 480 campaign team when this was just a vision that Betsy Bayless originally had prior to 2013. And then the Bond Advisory Council met throughout 2013 on her recommendation and the elected board's recommendation to determine, is this something that our community needs? Can we sustain and do we need a new community hospital? So then in 2014, the voters approved by 64% of the vote, which is an incredible landslide, and just shows the support that our community has for this amazing institution. But since then, I've joined the Valleywise Health Foundation team in 2015 and 2016, I guess. And, you know, it's been a vision that is now finally coming to reality. And for our clinicians to have been a part of the design process from where the light switches are to where the nurses' stations are, every aspect of this new medical center has been a labor of love for all of those that are involved. And so for our healthcare team, our administrative team, to have reimagined the care that we provide and not just creating a new space and then trying to fit our care model into it, but rather reimagining how we're delivering care through this new medical center and throughout the county through our new clinics. We have 11 family federally qualified health centers that serve our community as ambulatory clinics. We also have 3 behavioral health hospitals. So one was brand new, all part of this Proposition 480, which we're now calling Care Reimagined, that really has has reimagined how we provide care to our community to ensure that we're consistently providing exceptional care, regardless of the situation.
And I know that you and I have talked about this before, but the Diane and Bruce Halley Arizona Burn Center is going to be amazing, out of this world. But speak to the things that the team has been able to accomplish in the old space, you know, and we walked through it. It's a very small space, but it is world renowned.
It is. And it's, you know, really kind of been a patchwork situation where the current burn center is literally as far apart physically as could possibly be within the current medical center. So there have been providing, as the largest burn center, largest academic burn center in the US for a number of years, with incredibly high success rates. And our team is so driven and so dedicated to these burn patients. It's just remarkable. And, you know, to have been able to have the success that they have, it really goes back to the people that are delivering this care. Our director of the Burn Center, Dr. Kevin Foster, has spent his entire career at Valleywise as a burn surgeon. And teaching and training are a key piece of our mission as well. So providing opportunities for surgeons to learn, and emergency medicine physicians, pediatric physicians, all of our residents to learn in this environment as well, has created this robust environment for teaching. In addition, the dedicated team at the Diane and Bruce Halley Arizona Burn Center at Valleywise Health are probably the most dedicated people I've ever met in my life. This is an incredibly intense and hard and very emotionally tough job that they have, working with these burn patients day in and day out. And they are the most dedicated people I have ever met. They love their job. They love the patients. They become family with these patients and the families, because this is something that even really very few people will understand what it takes to go through this experience. And they really walk the journey from the second a patient shows up in our burn center all the way through the rest of their life. And as we've reimagined the care that will be provided in the new Arizona Burn Center, the new Diane and Bruce Halley Arizona Burn Center, it really has kind of shifted the paradigm for burn care internationally, and will really raise the bar in what we're doing by providing this lifelong care model, so that once a patient is our patient, whether they are burned at a very early age or later in life, they will be a patient of ours and with us throughout the remainder of their life, throughout their recovery, and not only for their physical recovery, but their mental health recovery, and which is something that is really unique and new in burn care.
I think something that really speaks to the way that you all are providing the care and just the level and quality is the way that those that spent, you know, months in the burn center have really become advocates for you, like the gentleman mm-hmm. in the Chandler building explosion, or the little girl who ended up climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Like, I know
some of those stories.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that's Valleywise has no shortage of incredible survival stories, and specifically coming out of the Halley Burn Center. It is just a remarkable place. And again, I think it's because the people become so familial with their patients. I mean, it's our clinicians are so invested in their success that even some of our, not only eight of our burn survivors summited Mount Kilimanjaro, the director of the burn center summited with them, members of their care team, from their physical therapists, occupational therapists, nurses summited along with them. So it was an incredible experience for all of them, of course, but it really goes to show that this relationship goes beyond caregiver and patient. It really becomes, they become family for each other because they walk this journey so intensely together. And Dylan Ryan, who you mentioned, who survived the Chandler gas explosion, and his family are a testament. They have become part of our family at the foundation as well. And same with Isabella McCune and others, Isla, Weston. There's so many incredible patients. Jason Schechterly, who has been an advocate of the Arizona Burn Center and Valleywise Health since his injury early 2003, he was the police officer who was injured and burned severely and has become an incredible advocate for our care and the care provided to him. And just a month ago or so, a good friend of my son's was burned in a tragic accident. And thank God he had incredible care at the burn center and is doing wonderfully now. And, you know, this is a 14-year-old boy. So it really can touch anybody, and it can touch anybody at any time. That's one of the things that we say is, you know, burn injuries, trauma injuries don't discriminate on your zip code or your bank balance. It really could touch anybody at any time. And I think that's what makes this place so special, is that they serve everybody, no matter your walk of life, with the same exceptional care. And they really take it very personally because they become so close to our patients.
Yeah, it's true. And you touched on kind of some of the programs that the foundation is focusing on, kind of those major areas being burn survivorship care, caring for mind and body, and then education for the future. Mm-hmm. What are some of the programs that are highest priority right now within the areas that the foundation focuses on?
Sure. So we're actually, as we've come out of our all-in campaign at the end of this past year, we're reshifting some of the focus as Valleywise is looking to the future and you know, opening our new medical center here on June 13th. But, you know, we're really focusing on behavioral health. It's a huge need in our community, has been for a number of years. And one of the areas that we're focusing on is our First Episode Center, which is a really amazing early intervention program for young adults and adolescents who are experiencing their first episodes of psychosis, and giving them an opportunity to get back to their lives, to pursue their dreams, whatever it is that they were doing before they experienced this first break, this first episode of psychosis. It's really amazing what early intervention can do. And this program is highly intensive. It's an incredible team. We have two currently at Valleywise, and we're the only provider of this type of service in Maricopa County. Our statistics show that Maricopa County needs at least 13 of these First Episode Center is based on population math. And right now, Valleywise is the only one providing this service. And so we're looking to not only sustain this program, but expand the program in the future, in the near future. So that's a significant priority now. And then the second is Valleywise is one of our amazing level one trauma centers and the first level one trauma center here in Arizona in Maricopa County. So we're continuing as part of our teaching enterprise, and as our trauma program continues to grow, which is wonderful, we're looking to add a hybrid operating room, which is really revolutionizing the approach to surgical care, integrating cutting edge imaging technology within a traditional surgical operating room, so that we can not only do minimally invasive procedures, but also do open surgical procedures to optimize patient outcomes and streamline operations, but provide just better care. It's really a kind of the new wave in surgical procedures and procedure rooms. So we're really excited about this opportunity for Valleywise. It wasn't currently planned within the new medical center. So this is a capital campaign that we're undertaking right now to raise the funds to outfit two of the shelled operating rooms within the new medical center. So a really great opportunity for us to grow and to continue to be on the cutting edge. And then lastly, we're focusing on education this year and advancing our graduate medical education programs, as we're the only public teaching hospital in Maricopa County. We have 13 residency programs. And so we're looking to grow that, as Arizona has a significant need for physicians and a significant shortage of physicians. We're really making sure through our partnership with Creighton University and Dignity St. Joe's and District Medical Group, the Creighton Arizona Health Education Alliance was formed about 3 or 4 years ago to help kind of augment the number of residency positions that we can offer and the number of opportunities. So we're looking to grow our residency experience, bring new physicians to Arizona, because we know as a physician, when you train here, you stay here and, you know, serve the community through your practice. And so through family medicine, through surgical, through emergency medicine, behavioral health, all of these areas, we're looking to grow our residency experience and the numbers that we can provide for future physicians within Maricopa County and within Arizona. So those are kind of our focuses right now. But, you know, obviously ValleyWise has many amazing programs that operate predominantly through philanthropic support from our family resource centers that provide social determinants of health, social determinants of health support for our families through our clinical setting. In addition, we have the only refugee health program in Maricopa County that is really revolutionizing how we're providing care for our refugee families who have come from war-torn situations that are just heartbreaking and really, you know, deserve to have incredible health care. So providing care in a culturally sensitive, globally minded way is really something ValleyWise for the last probably 10 to 12 years has been looking for new ways to reach our refugee communities. We provide great care there. In addition, like I said, behavioral health, not only through our first episode center, but also through our inpatient healthcare facilities, growing the number of beds in which we can provide inpatient psychiatric care. But then also through our clinics, we're integrating behavioral health within our 11 federally qualified health centers to ensure that people have access to care. Because right now there's such a wait, even for things such as anxiety, depression, ADHD, ADD, those kinds of diagnoses that do need, you know, do need psychiatric support. So through our integrated behavioral health program, we're providing those services within our federally qualified health centers. And through philanthropic support, we've been able to continue to expand those programs that are really critical to the health of our community.
Mm-hmm. Where would patients be? You guys have so much going on and such a wide range, everything from refugee to insane technology. Where would patients be without the help of ValleyWise Health Foundation? I'm imagining they'd have to go out of state. This would be out of pocket. Like, it's just like, what a gem right in our community.
Well, thank you for saying that. I wholeheartedly agree with you. ValleyWise is an incredible gem and something that is, we're so fortunate in our community to have. And the dedication of our clinicians is unbelievable. They are the most dedicated, humble servant leaders, physician leaders or nursing leaders, allied health professional leaders in our community. And they do serve at ValleyWise because there is some aspect of the mission that touches their heart, whether it be serving our underserved and our most vulnerable in our community, our refugee population, teaching the next generation of physicians and nurses, whatever it may be, they're definitely touched by the mission and there's a reason that they're there. But I think, you know, that's a great question of where would our patients be? And I think the answer is, I don't know, because you know, ValleyWise serves such a critical need in our community. And without it, it would really be a very desperate situation. And, you know, ValleyWise provides an unbelievable amount in the millions and millions of dollars of uncompensated care every year for our community, because that's our mission. That's what we do. And it's at the heart of everything that we do. And we're led by a wonderful elected board who, you know, is entrusted by our community, by our voters to lead this effort, and an incredible executive team under the leadership of Steve Purvis, our ValleyWise Health CEO, who really, you know, leads this effort because it matters. It really matters to the health of our community. It matters to everybody, regardless of your zip code. Because we're seeing in there the community is being touched in every way by the services that are provided at ValleyWise, whether it be for our most vulnerable or whether it be for, you know, folks who are served in our burn unit or those who are served in our psychiatric facilities. I get calls regularly from community members, from donors, from those that we have connected with at some point within the 8 years that I've been at ValleyWise that need help, whether it is that they're, you know, unfortunately a patient in our burn center or within our trauma center, or they have a family member or a friend who needs behavioral health support. So it really is an amazing gem in our community. And we're very fortunate to have such dedicated people at ValleyWise that do this day in and day out and serve our community in the way that they do.
Mm-hmm. Do you have over 8 years? I'm sure there's tons, but any extra memorable moments for you in your tenure there?
Yeah. I mean, I think probably one of the most memorable moments would be the name on the new Arizona Burn Center, the Diane and Bruce Holly Arizona Burn Center naming going up. That was a very special moment for myself, as you know, somebody who had worked with Mrs. Holly and the Holly Foundation, but also for Dr. Foster, our director of our burn center, to he walked this journey with me from day one. And so having been a part of that with him was very, very special. We just welcomed Thunderbird Charities for their large charitable announcement, to have been a part of that. And, you know, they have been incredibly generous over the years, giving ValleyWise over $1 million over the time that I've been at ValleyWise, and most recently naming the Thunderbirds Charities Pediatric Burn Unit. And, you know, there's been so many amazing moments. I don't know if I could really pick just one, where, you know, our grand opening celebration just earlier in April, where we welcomed all of our corporate partners. When I first joined the foundation, we were a small team, and I was a development department of one. And now we've grown so substantially and brought in people from all walks of life to be involved in this organization, from corporate partners to individuals to foundations. It's just been the most heartwarming thing that I've been a part of in my career, and just really fulfilling to have been a part of this team and to have seen this vision of a new medical center that was, like I mentioned, Betsy Bayless's dream. And, you know, had been talked about for years. And Dr. Foster laughs that, you know, in 1999, when he joined ValleyWise, you know, they said, oh, we're getting a new medical center. And that was, you know, 25 years ago. Yeah. So 25 years later, he's got his new burn center. And it could not be more incredible to, I think, on June 13th, when we move patients into the new medical center, for our community to know they've got this beautiful space that will serve them and their needs, regardless of the situation, and for our caregivers to finally have a space that speaks to the volume and the incredible care that they provide and have been providing all these years, is just going to be such a special moment. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Like, to paint the picture, Dr. Foster is so cool. He's always in purple Converse. Like, he literally just came out of some sort of incredible surgery and then will come chat with you. And I'm like, well, who is this guy?
And it's so funny because he's one of the most humble people that I've ever interacted with, and is probably the leading burn surgeon in the country. And just, you know, really, he has built this amazing team, and, you know, he gives credit to them and the work that, because they can't do it in a vacuum. It's all about everybody coming together to serve these patients. But he is the coolest person.
And he is. I love spending time with him.
I do too. I can't get enough of him. And, you know, he's probably tired of hearing from me at this point, because I'm constantly texting him, you know, just checking in, or, you know, whenever we have a cool story or just something. I mean, he's such a dedicated and humble hero to so many. And we're just so fortunate to have his leadership at the Holly Burn Center. We couldn't be in better hands.
Mm-hmm. That's super true. And I know that June 13th, you've all got your eyes on the prize for that date, but there is going to be a lot happening past that date, and once the dust settles and the confetti settles and everybody's kind of back into day to day, what are some of the ways coming up the rest of this year that the community can get involved in?
Absolutely. Well, one of my favorite ones is actually coming up. We're kind of in the middle of it right now, but it goes through July 1st, is our Family Resource Center Backpack Drive. And I say this is one of my favorites because there is nothing that is more heartwarming than seeing a child receiving a backpack full of supplies and how it just lights up their face when they're able to choose their backpack and, you know, they're ready to go back to school. And, you know, the families that we serve through our family resource centers, majority of the time their patients are Valleywise, but they don't necessarily have to be. And this is an incredible program that Valleywise has adopted. And, you know, we now have 8 throughout our 11 federally qualified health centers. These resource centers are really, they really become a part of the community. They provide services from, you know, support for families that are new families, from, you know, parenting classes, lactation classes, but also providing support for families such as literacy support. We have great Raising a Reader programs, financial literacy, story time, STEM and STEAM type of programs. This team that they've created through the Family Resource Centers are all amazing, dedicated. They all have their master's in education or family support services. They're all bilingual. And they've really become, like I said, a part of these communities that they're in. So whether it be in Maryvale or Peoria, right down at our Roosevelt campus, Chandler, Mesa, they're all over South Central, serving the communities and providing additional support, understanding that our patients' needs go beyond just traditional medical needs, but also, you know, are they suffering from food insecurity? Do they live in a food desert? How can we support them in that way? Do they need additional support for literacy, you know, to make sure that their kids are school ready? All of those services are provided through our Family Resource Center. And then this backpack drive every year is really just a fun way to kick off the school year, ensure that our families and our children have the resources they need to succeed. Through our resource centers, we're providing at-home libraries, which is amazing. We have some incredible partners, philanthropic partners for our resource centers that have helped provide some of these programs, because the resource centers are all philanthropically funded. So just a wonderful way for our community to give back. So our backpack drive is happening right now. You can see on our website, valleywisehealthfoundation.org, opportunities to donate. I think it's $25 a backpack. We'll provide a full backpack full of supplies for a child. In addition, we have our A Night in the Valley, which is our largest annual philanthropic event. It'll be happening on November 9th at the JW Marriott Desert Ridge. We're bringing in a great band, great entertainment from local artists, Sydney Bird and Tyler Dial, to some great Nashville national artists that will really make an incredible evening of live music, but also celebrating the stories and the faces of who are Valleywise, whether it's our clinicians and our patients, but it's a really fun evening. So again, you can find more information on A Night in the Valley at valleywisehealthfoundation.org. But some really great fun things going on in the fall to celebrate this amazing opening of our new medical center. And then, of course, just fundraising throughout the year to support some of the important programs like our Holiday Angel program that serves our refugee families and patients, or, you know, support for, right now is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we're doing a lot of focus on mental health. But just a lot of great fun opportunities to get involved. And hopefully, Jordan, you'll be at A Night in the Valley dancing right there with us.
Ooh, I hope so. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know that you have so much going on in order to prepare for the big opening. And I'm so excited to see pictures from the first day in the new facility. I'm really excited for you guys. And thank you so much for the good work in the community.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you for having us and giving an opportunity to share about Valleywise and why it's so special. And June 13th is going to be a very exciting day. And, you know, it's going to be a big moment for sure for everybody in our community to celebrate this beautiful new milestone and this beautiful medical center.
All right, I want to give a very special thank you to my guests today, and I want to thank you for being a part of the program and making our community an amazing place, not just to live and to work, but most importantly, to play. You can hear The Valley Now on the radio, with audio on demand on radio station websites and the Odyssey app. My name is Jordan Moreno. Shine your light, share your love, and join us again next week right here on The Valley Now.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar. I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.